Hey guys, and welcome back to the Lunch with LaPortia podcast. So the podcast title for today is, should you be charging your friends and family for product and services? I get this question all the time. I mean, clients, mentees, people that I just come across in my entrepreneurship groups, they always have the question. My short answer is yes, absolutely you should. It may sound cold, and some people won't like it, but hey, the truth hurts. If you don't have this issue in your business, then that's fine. You're great, you're good, you don't have a problem with charging. More than likely, you are charging regular price to everybody, and that is perfect. However, if you are finding yourself constantly servicing your friends and family for free, you may need to consider restructuring your method. There are certain things that come free naturally in friendships and relationships. For example, I do business consulting. So if I'm at a brunch with my girls and one of my girls is having a business dilemma, I'm always happy to offer my opinion to help her come to a solution. Or even if she has, let's say, a question or two about something business related, sure, I can answer that. However, if she wants me to go full-blown into detail and give her step-by-step, blow-by-blow to a solution, or if she needs me to come up with a template or processes for her business, that is when an invoice is needed. An invoice needs to be sent at that point. I mean, come on. I do this for a living. This is my livelihood. I can't take time away from paying clients to work on projects for free. It just doesn't add up at the end of the day. Not obligated to work on anyone's business in my free time as well. That completely contradicts my work-life balance beliefs. So, no ma'am. Truth be told, though, I have struggled with this in the past, so I get it. I completely understand if you are struggling with this and trying to find a good way to break it to your friends and families, or really want to charge but just feel uncomfortable having a conversation. However, I have learned that the best way to satisfy both my business needs and my friends and family needs is to charge them, let them become an actual paying client, and get the full service that you give to all other clients and customers. It works out better for you. You're getting compensated for your time and product, and they actually get the product or service that they paid for. It's professional usually. I mean, go through it step by step like you would with any other customer or client that approaches your business and is interested in buying from you. Send an invoice if that's your process. Send a welcome letter afterwards if you have a service and, you know, a membership program or anything like that. Like, go through the processes the same way you would with any other customer. It really, really helps keep it business and not personal at the end of the day. And like I said, it satisfies both needs. Yes, it can sometimes be an uncomfortable situation and conversation to have, but it's necessary. Not to mention, the people who love you should be happy to support you and your business endeavors either way. They should be the first people, honestly, trying to support if they are really interested in whatever you're selling. Now, I am not referring to your beta period. This is the period when you are getting started and want to test out your product and services with friends and family members in order to maybe structure your business, gather information on pricing, get feedback, collect some data, or set up systems and processes the way that you feel like they should be to serve your clientele. During this period, it is completely understandable to offer complimentary services or products to your friends and family to complete your testing. Even then, though, let's be honest, even then, you are more bartering than you are offering services for free. In exchange for your product or service, you are receiving their feedback as well as gathering useful data and information to structure your startup. Once you have completed this phase, it's time to start placing a monetary value on your products and services for all consumers, which includes your friends and families. Now, Let's talk a little bit about what charging friends and family looks like. I feel like if you're having trouble with this, there's two different ways to approach it that I think best suit both parties. There is, number one, offer a standard friends and family discount to all of your friends and family across the board. Don't let it scale where you charge your sister 50% off and you give, you know, your first cousin 20% off. No, don't do it that way. First of all, both of those percentages are way too high. Let it be a standard friends and family discount that you give across the board to all of your close friends and family, and it keeps confusion down. And even a way to wing out of that and kind of keep the conversation light is, let's say you're giving a 10% discount to friends and family. Honestly, I feel like that is the max, because sometimes even 10% can be a lot. But if you're giving a 10% discount to friends and family and a friend or family member approaches you and they're interested in starting services, what I would say do is say, hey, I'm glad you're interested in my product or services. Let me offer you my friends and family discount to start off. I can, you know, give you this initial discount that you can use one time and get a good deal on your services or this product. Now, that doesn't take too much out of your pocket. It also doesn't say that they'll consistently get a 10% discount throughout the lifetime you're in business and they're buying from you. No, it starts them off as a regular customer with your approach and then offers them this one-time deal that they can use. You can offer this lifetime friends and family discount of 10% off at the max if you like. But again, I don't personally recommend it. I mean, you have sales more than likely, let's say once or twice a year. Some of you have more than that. So if they're really interested in buying and want a discount, they can wait for the sales, the promos, like everyone else. If another option is bartering. I personally was not a huge fan of bartering in the beginning stages of my business. I was a startup and needed the money to reinvest in my business. However, once I grew a little bit, I began to discover more bartering opportunities and tried to only do it when it benefited both parties equally. For example, content is needed, especially in what I do in interior design. So if someone wants, you know, a living room designed and they do photography for a living, then I can offer a service with helping them for their design. And then in exchange, they offer me photography services on my next project or on their projects, add to my portfolio. But it has to be an equal value. That's important. So for example, let me give you an example of that. Before you start bartering though, let's make sure your friends and family also have something legit. I don't know if that's the right way to phrase it, but let's make sure they actually have legit services to offer. And then when you've established that, when you start bartering, make sure it's equal. Like the value of what both of you guys are getting balances out. It equals out zero, you know, difference. These things can be done multiple different ways, but I recommend service to service or product to product. Things that are done in natural friendships are not considered bartering. Bartering should be an exchange of products or services with equal value. I keep emphasizing that, hoping it sticks in you guys' head and you get it. But let me go into my example I was going to get to. Let's say you are a business consultant and your consulting rate is $100 an hour. And you have a friend who's a hairstylist and she's interested in bartering with you. Well, you've been looking to get braids anyway and was going to pay someone to do it anyway, so it's a good opportunity. It was actually a need. The style you want, she charges $200 for. Now, if you guys are going to barter then, and you're at $100 an hour and she charges 2 hours for your style, then that means she gets 2 hours of your consulting services for that hairstyle. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's just leave it at that. This equals everything out. It's an even exchange. And that's what is the goal when you're bartering. That's how you do this fairly. Be sure both parties are clear on what they will be receiving prior to completing any services or issuing any product, so there's no confusion and little room for miscommunication, which everyone loves to use that word. Oh, I really didn't understand, or sorry for the miscommunication. I can't stand that, which can possibly, miscommunication and misunderstandings can possibly escalate and damage the relationship with your friend or family member, and we don't want that. Now, if you want to avoid complications altogether, let's go with the original plan and just charge everybody full price. Once again, that's my number one recommendation. Simply charge them and pay them for their services or products that you are interested in. Don't guilt trip yourself into offering people free products or services because the conversation is too challenging for you to have. There are very pleasant ways to decline services to friends and family members who are not paying you. I had a friend a few weeks ago call me up and wanted to meet for lunch so I could help her launch her new business idea and really map it out for her. I told her I was super excited that she was getting on the entrepreneurship bandwagon. I mean, I was lit. This is what I do. People, especially my friends starting businesses, excite me. So I'm like, yes, girl, let's go. Let's get this money. I'm so happy for you. Join the entrepreneurship group and lifestyle. So I said I would send her over a link to my appointment where she could book an appointment and pay her invoice. I let her know what all of my rates were. And her reply was, oh, I only have a question or two about how to start. I didn't really plan to book an appointment. I was like, oh, okay. Well, listen, girl, I'd hate for you to spend that much money if you only have a question or two. You can ask me your question or two over the phone. I can answer them. If you need anything further, here's some links and ebooks I recommend that could help you and get you through this startup process seamlessly. It's the research and homework and some things that I gather in the years of me actually practicing this. No aggression, no attitude. This is my friend. I love her. My tone and response should say that, but should also say that I am a serious businesswoman and I take my business seriously. I've communicated that what she wants from me is going to cost her more than just buying me lunch. If she just has a question or two, then yeah, ask me your question or two. Don't get into 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's when we're going to have a problem. And I'll answer those short and sweet. You know, that doesn't bother me at all. It's the details, digging and trying to get a full service out of me that I actually offer and you're not trying to pay for it. That's when we have the problem. If she is not okay with that or can't afford that, that's understandable for me. I'm okay with that. And we can both move on and just be friends. Now, people get kind of entrepreneurs get kind of salty when they have friends and family members who, let's say they know you're baking. You bake goods, cookies, cakes, treats, all of those sweets and deliciousness. And you're promoting on social media, getting the word out, telling all of your friends and family, because those are initially the first people we tell. And you see that one of your good girlfriends or one of your family members is throwing a party for their kid and they go and get treats from some other entrepreneur who offers the same service that you do. Now your feelings are hurt. You may take this a certain way, but try your best not to. Your friends and family, again, are not obligated to support you. They're obligated to be your friends and family, support you emotionally, be there for you, quality time together, things of that nature. They're not obligated to support your business. And sometimes you got to keep in mind that you may not have exactly what someone is looking for. However, if you do, then they need to be charged, and they need to be charged full price. If they really love you, they will have no issue with that. They won't get annoyed and throw a fit, because truth be told, they would pay full price to anyone else. If they're going to your competitors instead of you, their competitors more than likely aren't giving them a discount. So, end of story. That's all I have to say on that topic today, guys. Please, please, please Let me know what you thought about this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Let's rate it on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast. Leave me comments and notes in your rating to let me know how you liked it. Subscribe, of course, so you can keep getting more of this fabulous information on launching your startup, and share it with your friends. I greatly appreciate you guys and your support each and every day. Love you and have a great and blessed day. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.